Good. How are you?
Not bad, thanks. The day is over, so I'm pretty happy.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. Tell me about it.
So true.
So what's going on? Thanks for finally adding me.
No problem. Thank you for redoing that, because I totally fucked it up the other night.
I was laughing.
By the way, for the listeners, I should say that we are talking to Michael of the QCast Connecticut podcast, correct?
Correct. Hello. Yes, here I am in the lovely nutmeg state of Connecticut.
The nutmeg state. Is that because they make all the nutmeg in the world?
Well, you know, actually, we're the nutmeg state and the Constitution state. So I probably should know why it's called the nutmeg state, and I have no clue.
You definitely promote Connecticut pretty well on your podcast, I must say.
Well, thanks. Well, you know, it's pretty. There aren't that many podcasts originating from Connecticut at all, period. There was a couple when I was first getting into it. There was a couple of real estate podcasts, and there was a one about the government up in Hartford, and a couple of weather podcasts, and that was about it. There was nothing.
And do you think you're the only queer cast from Connecticut?
Well, I thought so until I was on QPotter the other day and actually discovered a new entry from a place called, Bear Soup Feed.
Oh.
And apparently they're from New London, Connecticut, but I started downloading their podcast to see what was going on, and they're so few and far between, and they're only like 8 minutes long. And I think it's a part of like some bigger radio show, and these guys just happen to live in Connecticut, but I don't think the actual podcast is Connecticut-based.
Ah.
Basically, all they've been doing, from what I've heard so far, is like reading excerpts from books and reading news stories that, you know, you can find other places. So I'm not exactly sure what the angle they're going for is.
Not a lot of chat, I guess.
No, none at all. None at all.
Well, now, how did you come up with the idea for your podcast? Like, what motivated you?
Well, initially, about a couple of months ago, we were going to go take a trip to Philadelphia, which I'd never been to before, and it was going to be a pretty long car ride. We were going to drive, and I said, I need to find something to occupy the dead space in the car.
Yeah.
You know, I've had an iPod for years, and music is okay, but eventually, you know, I just get tired of hearing the same stuff over and over again, even the stuff that's on my iPod, because I don't change it often enough, I guess.
Right.
So I was just thinking of other stuff. I had, you know, I used to be a member of Audible and had downloaded some audio books, which is fine for a while. And I remember hearing, you know, about podcasts. And I think I was reading some, I'm trying to remember, it might have been some news group that mentioned them. And I said, oh, yeah, I forgot all about them, that they existed. So I delved into them, and I downloaded a whole bunch for the trip because I wanted to see what they were. One of them, which was Lucky Bitch Radio.
Oh, of course.
There were a couple of others. You know, I was specifically looking for gay podcasts, and
that was going to be my next question. Were they exclusively gay, or did you find others?
Some of them were like, divulge my geekiness as far as being a comic book reader. So I was also looking for some comic book podcasts too, to get some behind the scenes stuff. A lot of big conventions went on during the summer, and I knew there were probably some information coming out of that I wanted to hear. So I downloaded a couple of those, but most of them were specifically gay. I was also looking for specifically Connecticut, which is why this was how I found out that they didn't exist. I had downloaded Feast of Fools. I had downloaded Lucky Bitch Radio because I was looking for humor as well. I think my search was like gay humor. There were a couple of others that I can't remember. And actually, out of the initial bunch that I downloaded for that trip, Wanda Wisdom is the only one that I still listen to.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the others I didn't get into as much, I guess. So, yeah. And then, you know, listening to her led me to other ones that she talked about.
Oh, I think we lost you.
How about there?
Are you back?
Yeah. Oh, you know what I did? I hit my mute button. Sorry. It's a new headset.
Yeah.
Apparently it's very sensitive, too.
I guess so.
Over there. That's just no good. So what's the last thing you heard?
You were saying something about you don't listen to those anymore, and then from that you...
Oh, something. Yeah. Okay, So Lucky Bitch Radio was the only one that I had been listening to, the only one actually, but then she started talking about others like Chef Marks, I decided to check that out. Listening to Chef Marks, he talked about a bunch of other ones, like yours, for example. that I said, well, let me check that one out, and it just snowballed from there, basically. And the more I listen to them, the more I'm like, wow, this is a pretty neat outlet. And, you know, I have a theater background. I've always been a performer. And I said, it might be something I want to try. So I asked a couple of people, you know, how they started. Mark was one of them. The guys over at Family Jewels, too.
Yeah.
I, like, emailed Eddie and asked him, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, everybody's busy. So, you know, the responses probably didn't come back as quickly because I was, you know, anxious to find out about this stuff. So I decided, well, let me just try one and see what happens.
But did you know did you know the first thing about trying to record one?
No, not at all. Not at all. It might have been, I'm trying to remember who, it might have been Eddie who mentioned Audacity, which is, you know, so I just checked that out and read up on it on my own, and I said, oh, okay, I guess this is what this does. Let me try it. And that's basically what I ended up doing.
So really by trial and error, basically.
Yeah, yeah, basically. And which is still occurring because I'm still having issues with my equipment and trying to find out what works, what doesn't work. And, you know, Davey at Pop Trash Radio was the one who told me about, you know, getting to try an iRiver.
Right.
For mobile podcasting, because you might have heard that one show that I tried on my iPod, which was crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, we can't do it that way. So I said, what can I try? So he's the one who told me about the iRiver. So, yeah, I've gotten a lot of good feedback from quite a few people who have, you know, given me hints and pointers and stuff. And the rest of it's been trial and error. So, and that's where I am today.
Well, now, are you on a Mac or a PC?
Yes. I have both.
Excellent answer. Excellent answer.
I have a PC. My laptop's a PC. I have three computers. Four if you count my partner, Mr. B, is there. So we have four in the house. A Dell laptop, a Dell PC, and then I have a very old iMac. It's a G3. That's how old it is.
Oh, my.
But, you know, it still works, and it does what I need it to do. You know, as jealous, like I heard your show this morning where you're talking about the new 23-inch screen and all of that might be coming out with the new iMac. So, of course, you know, jealous is all hell, but I'm thinking, is it an expense I need? This one that I have is doing what I need it to do right now anyway.
Well, now,
so I don't know.
Did you see that Apple released the 24-inch iMac?
No.
Actually released it on Wednesday, and before I got home from work, I had already ordered a new one. So I now have, I'm waiting for it to arrive, the 24-inch iMac computer with the new Intel Core 202 Duo processor, 2.33 megahertz or whatever.
Oh, I bet you it's a beautiful thing.
Well, it will be when it gets here, so yeah. You can be even more jealous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I mean, I've always been a Mac user. A Mac was the first computer I ever owned, and, you know, 4 or 5 jobs ago, it was strictly Macs, and that's how I, you know, came into the world of Mac and stuff. My first, all of my personal computers have always been Macs. I only ended up buying my own PC about 2 years ago when I wanted to play a certain video game, and they didn't make it for the Mac.
Ah.
So I said, well, if I want to play this game, I have to buy a PC. So I did.
I see.
And subsequent jobs that I've had, you know, are PC only too. So I was always well versed in both operating systems, so it wasn't an issue for me. So
you're a major tech guy. So okay, well then, how did you decide like what your podcast was going to be about and what you would talk about and stuff like that?
Have I decided?
Well, I'm not really sure because it. You know, I've listened to the last couple episodes because you really only have like 6 or 7 done, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I think I mentioned that on one of my podcasts that it's kind of like mine in that you talk about certain, you know, stuff going on, and now you have the mystery Mr. B, so that's kind of like my boyfriend.
Yeah, he's not much of a mystery.
Well,
like we had talked about possibly doing one together, and I think I mentioned this in an early episode. We talked about possibly doing one together, and then he never said anything more about it. So when I was getting really interested in putting one together, I just went ahead and did it. I think it was like on a weekend he wasn't here or something, and I just said to myself, well, let me try it. You know, so, and then when he got back and discovered that I did one, he's like, well, I thought we were doing one together. And I said, well, you never said anything, you know, more to me. So I just went ahead and tried it. So, and then like the subsequent episodes I ended up doing when just he wasn't around. So when he finally was around, I said, okay, do you want to try this together? And he said, yes. So the last two were the two of us together. But you know, I don't think I know what the format is yet, to be honest with you, because I like doing them solo. I like doing them with him as well. So maybe it will end up being kind of like yours, where you switch back and forth, depending on the situation and depending on, you know, what's available on any given day. I don't know.
Right. That's
very
true.
I haven't been doing it long enough to really determine, okay, this is going to be my format, and I'm not veering from this. So.
Right. Well, now, I can't remember. Are you on iTunes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then, what category are you listed in on iTunes? Because I know I just chose your feed and stuck your feed in my iTunes.
I think it's personal journals.
Okay, because I'm in society and culture.
Yeah, see, again, you know, it was all trial and error for me, so I probably filled out all the stuff for iTunes not really knowing what I was filling out or how it was going to affect the searches, the feeds, and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm sitting here talking to you, thinking to myself, and I don't really know how to change that if I want to.
You know what? I don't know how to change it either, because when iTunes changed their categories, they put me in that, so I automatically ended up in society and culture.
Okay.
So I didn't really choose it, so...
Yeah,
I
think I probably remembered, you know, saw the drop-down menu, and maybe society and culture was one of them, and I'm like, okay, maybe it's, personal journals. Well, that sounds like right, you know.
Yeah, that's actually probably a better description for mine is the personal journal.
Yeah, I guess it's just where I stuck it, and, you know, I'm not really sure what to do about it now, or just leave it there. I don't know, so.
Yeah.
You know, there's a link on.
Okay, let's find out a little bit more about you. Like, right. How old are you?
44.
Oh, you're older than me.
Is that what you were hoping for?
I actually thought you were younger, because looking at your picture, you look like you're in your mid to late 30s.
I'm hot. What can I say?
Yeah, okay, you are.
No, it's just a very good picture.
Oh, okay.
Which I have to say, I took myself on my cell phone like last week. I was like, let me try a few more photos. So.
Wow, that's a really good picture for a cell phone.
Thanks.
Very good.
Thanks.
And now, you have your partner, Mr. B.
Yes.
And how long have you guys been together?
14 years.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I am serious.
Good for you. You know who will want to talk to you now is Ramble Redhead. Do you listen to the Ramble Redhead show?
I do. He and I have, I am chatted. We haven't actually phone chatted yet, though.
Okay, well, he will probably want you on his show because he likes successful gay relationships and stuff like that.
Now, I never said there were 14 successful years.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
No, I'm kidding.
Very funny.
Yeah, we've known each other longer than that, though. You know, we had some time off in between, but, you know, all told, it's been 14 years together as a couple.
Very good. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, I noticed on my latest podcast that you posted a comment saying that you were going to go out and check out the book, America's Boy. Did you actually check it out?
I got it today. Before I posted that, because when I got back, I posted that I checked it out, yeah.
Very cool. Now, I mentioned on Thursday's podcast that you'll hear on Thursday that, because we hadn't talked yet, that I would love to do like a book chat with you and maybe talk about the book if you want to at some point.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be great.
You know, because...
It sounds like a great book. So
oh, it is a great book.
To it.
I mean, I read even more last night, and it's amazing how I can relate so much to this guy's life.
Oh, yeah?
For example, he talks about in seventh and eighth grade in junior high school being taunted by these like towny kids who you know, were like the jocks, the really straight guys who wore their cowboy hats and stuff, and how he would like work on his hair and spend half the morning working on the feathers in his hair and stuff, because he obviously grew up the same time we did. It was just amazing how much you can relate to it, so I'm curious to see if you can relate to it just as much. You know.
Are you saying you were taunted by cowboys?
Actually, I wasn't really taunted, no, but I just remember remembering that I could not relate to the majority of straight boys in junior high school because I wanted to have sex with them.
Well, all righty.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you know, surely you realize listening to Archer Radio, we just let it hang out and just say everything, so...
Which is good. Which is very good.
Yeah. Do you have an explicit tag on your podcast?
I do.
Oh, good. So you can say shit, fuck, damn.
Yes, and we have been, so... We've even trotted out the C word a couple of times this last episode. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Of course, not to the extent that Madge Weinstein does, but...
No, she does hers daily. So.
Yes.
But back to the book thing. Do you enjoy reading gay novels like that, or is this just a one-time thing you're going to try?
No, I enjoy reading, period, basically. I have always been an avid reader. So I'm always interested in hearing about, you know, new books that people like and stuff like that. So I don't shy away from much.
Okay, well, have you read any of the Augustine Burroughs books?
No, that I have not. So again, you were talking about it. I'm like, oh, this is definitely somebody I have to check out. So
definitely start with Running with Scissors and then read Dry.
Okay.
Those are the two I would suggest you read.
Okay. Lately, my newest, well, he's not too new at this point, but I heavily got into Gregory Maguire when Wicked first came out.
Okay.
And, you know, I had read it when it first came out, before it was, you know, trendy and the in thing to read because it's a Broadway musical now and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So, and I've read, you know, all the subsequent books that he's written too. So I'm a big fan of his. I've always been, as far as mainstream goes, I've always been a Stephen King fan, but I don't read everything he writes because just some of it's just even too intense for me. I've read all of Armistead Maupin.
Oh, I love Armistead Maupin.
Yep. Yeah, I was so disappointed in The Night Listener, the film.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's so disappointed. The book is so good.
I haven't seen the movie or read the book, so that's...
Read the book. You'll love the book. The book is great, and it's a really quick read. And actually, I'd read it when it first came out back in, I think it was 2000, and then over the summer, Wanda Wisdom had used it as a part of her book club.
Right.
That she tried, so... I said, oh yeah, I've read that book, and they were talking about it, and I said, oh, I don't remember that, I remember that. Let me go back and read it, especially since the movie was coming out. And I love Toni Collette.
So do I. So,
yes.
I just, just as a little side thing, I just saw a movie over the weekend called In Her Shoes with Toni Collette.
Did you see haven't that? Seen that yet. No, I haven't.
It was on HBO. I don't think it did well in the theaters, but it was pretty good, and I love Toni Collette, too.
Well, I saw her in The Night Listener, and then the following week saw her in Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet either.
Which was, you know, okay. You know, I guess I expect more from Toni Collette.
Well, then what's your favorite Toni Collette movie?
She's fabulous, don't get me wrong. Yeah. You know, but it's just some of the material is just, I haven't been pleased with it, so.
Well, what's your favorite Toni Collette movie?
Well, you know, I like the silly stuff. I like Muriel's Wedding. I like Connie and Carla, you know, to be honest with you.
Oh, you did? Just
like, I like the silly stuff where, you know, she gets to do a lot more comedic stuff. Yeah. And I think she's an amazing comedic actress. Not to say that she's not an amazing dramatic actress, but I like to see her let loose, you know.
Well, I
loved her in Sixth Sense. You know, I loved her in some of the, you know, more obscure indie films like Cozy that she did.
Okay, I didn't see that.
But these last couple, I'm like, okay, you know, she's still great, but it's like, it's kind of bizarre material and just wasn't, you know, my cup of tea.
What about...
Especially since The Night Listener was such an amazing book to me.
Right.
And they just ruined it. Which, and Armistead Maupin and his, you know, his ex-partner, Terry Anderson, wrote the screenplay. So I just felt it just so pandered to the mainstream audience and just took out everything that was good about the book.
Well, that's what happens most of the time.
Yeah, I know. He sold out. Armistead, he sold out on
us. He did. Now, did you like when she was in... Oh, God, now I can't think of... Oh, About a Boy with Hugh Grant?
Did I see that? I'm trying to remember.
She played another relatively serious role,
you know,
too.
No, I don't think I saw that one.
Okay, well, there's another one for you to watch.
Okay,
now how do we get stuck on Toni Collette? What was the topic?
Because we were talking about the books.
Books, okay, yeah,
books. Yeah,
but now you mentioned that you are a comic book reader.
I do, yeah.
Is that like another major hobby of yours?
It's an expensive hobby.
Really?
Yeah, comic books are expensive these days, you know.
They're not like 50 cents a shot anymore?
No, they're like between $2.50 and $3 for a monthly book. Some of them, you know, graphic novels, trade paperbacks, it gets to be very expensive. So at one point, you know, when I was a heavy collector, like back in the 80s, I used to buy everything. And now I just can't do that anymore. I'm a lot more selective.
Do you still have them from the 80s?
You know, I've got some of them. When we tend to move a lot. So when we decided to move to Florida, I gave them all away to a friend of mine because I just couldn't bear the thought of moving like 20 long boxes worth of comics 2,000 miles.
I'll say one word to you. eBay.
I know. You're right.
You could have retired on that.
That would have taken me a long time as well.
Yeah, but you probably could have retired on what you make on eBay.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, you know what to say about hindsight.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, at the time, it was just, okay, what is the quickest solution to this dilemma? Here, take them off my hands. So.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And it's not even a friend I really see anymore or talk to, so I'll never see them again.
Oh, so they're gone.
They're gone. That's fine.
So you're obviously a big reader. Do you watch television at all?
I do not watch Big Brother. Let me just get that right out there. I don't even watch Project Runway.
You don't?
I don't.
Oh my God, it's on tonight.
Mr. B is a big Project Runway fan.
Oh good. So we'll put him on. No, I'm just
kidding. He tries to get me to watch it, and I'm just like, no, I don't want to. So I apologize in advance for that.
But, oh, that's all right.
I'm just that little part of my personality.
Yeah, and that's fine. But do you watch any TV at all?
Yes. Not as much as some. Yeah, I watched Lost. I watched Desperate Housewives. We're big into The Sopranos.
Okay.
When 6 Feet Under was on, we were major 6 Feet Under fans.
Yeah.
So again, you know, I'm probably one of the few people who actually liked Commander in Chief while it was on the air.
Oh, I did too, but it was gone so fast.
It was gone so fast and deteriorated so quickly.
Yes.
Unfortunately, once Rod Lurie left the show, it's sad. I guess you can buy the first season on DVD now. Well, the only season on DVD now.
Yeah, but I won't do that.
That supposedly has the episodes that never got aired or something like that. So. But no, I won't do that either. So
you spend your time reading and podcasting?
And online. I play, you know, some online video games.
Okay.
Lots of email. I also, you may have heard me talk about, I'm also a member of the Connecticut Gay Men's Chorus. So
that's right, yes.
Yeah, that takes a lot of time with rehearsals and performances and concerts at night and stuff like that. So
you're a busy guy.
I try, yeah. And I have a 9-to-5 job. So.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah, work. I've got that too.
All right. Which I've only really had for the past year, so it's kind of a, you know, because when I was in Orlando, I was a performer for a living, so, you know, my schedule was very erratic, and it was, you know, pretty close to a 24/7 gig because, you know, whenever they needed you, you know, you either showed up or you didn't get paid and you didn't work, so.
Right.
You know, it's a very interesting performance culture down there, completely different than up north.
Wow.
So it was a great learning experience. So.
You should talk with Chef Mark then sometime, because, you know, he used to be a performer too.
I know. We have actually started talking about that, because he also used to go to Yale, where I work, and which is, you know, obviously in New Haven, Connecticut. So we keep saying we have a lot to talk about together, but we just haven't hooked up yet.
You know, that's one thing. It's sometimes it's really hard to connect with podcasters on here, because I've been talking to Dave... not Dave Gay, the other one, Eddie Bang Bang, for a while,
right.
And I keep saying I want you to be on the show, but we never connect on Skype, so it's you know, just can't get him on here. But
well, maybe it's that's what we need to do for your Friday Skype cast.
I know, and I'm really hoping. I still haven't asked the boyfriend if he wants to do that.
When are you gonna do that?
So I might be springing it on him when he comes over Friday night and just say, "Guess what?
Hey honey, sit down. Here's a headphone."
Exactly. You're gonna join me on a Skype cast.
Yeah.
Because I already heard from Big Fatty. He's gonna try to be on the Skype cast, and I'm sure Chef Mark will be there. So, you know, everyone's welcome to come and talk. So
you said it's like what, 10 o'clock at night?
We're gonna try for 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably be around as well if
cool.
you'd like me to join.
Absolutely. Do you know how to do a Skype cast?
Never done one.
Okay,
I'm kind of new to Skype as well as everything else, so.
Okay, well, this program that we're recording now will be airing on Friday, so let me just tell all the listeners how to do it.
Okay.
You need to go to the Skype cast website through your browser, and to do that, it's, let me get the address, it's skypecasts.skype.com/skypecasts/home. Fuck, I'll just put a link on the show notes. You know, because it's all that shit. But anyway, you go to the website and you have to sign in with your regular Skype name and password, and then you click on find a Skype cast, and then you look for on now, and then you look for Archer Radio, and just click on join the Skype cast, and you'll be in there through Skype with us.
And how many people total can be a part of this?
Well, the last time there were, at one point, 8 people were in there talking. Well, not all talking. We had like 3 lurkers, but there were like 5 of us who were talking all at one time. So you can, I think you can have as many as can, you know, the connection will, you know, fit. So, and I think since it's done through the website, anybody can join.
Right, okay.
It doesn't have to be just, like, gay people or whatever.
Well, if it's going to be you and Mark and Big Fatty, you know, I definitely won't be able to contribute to the Big Brother portion of the conversation.
Well, see, that's the thing we have to watch, that we don't make it focused on Big Brother. So.
Well, I can be the one saying, hey, guys, I don't know what you're talking about. How's
and,
that?
And then we can have my boyfriend give us a history podcast or something.
There you go.
People love hearing his history stuff. So.
There you go. Yeah, I haven't heard any of them yet, I don't think.
Well, he's only done one.
Oh, okay.
And it was a little while ago, so maybe you didn't hear it. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, once I discovered the podcasts that I decided I wanted to listen to regularly, I mean, I went back maybe like two or three episodes prior to when I discovered them. And that's about it, because I figured, you know, there's no way I would have the time to catch up completely on everybody. So
it is tough, especially people who have a lot of episodes. Like, I'm coming up on, like, this episode is 287.
Right, right.
So, and I do it, I try to do it daily. But now, you're like, once a week, is it? Or is there a regular?
Again, I don't have a regular schedule. Yeah, I don't have a regular format.
So yeah, I didn't think that you had a regular set
it basically
schedule.
Ends up being whenever I feel like it.
Okay. So. Now, do you, like, think ahead of time what you're going to talk about and say, okay, on this one I want to discuss this, or is it just kind of, like, off the cuff?
Pretty much off the cuff. Okay. For example, you know, the day when I had made plans with my friend John to go to the beach, like, 2 days prior, I said, oh, you know, maybe I'll – and I had just gotten the iRiver. So I said, oh, maybe I'll bring the iRiver and we'll see what – just what will happen, what we'll talk about. And you know, the most recent episode with Mr. B, you know, we didn't really plan. We just had this horrendous week, and on the way home, we said, you know, we should just try to record this and make a podcast out of it and see what happens. So there hasn't really been a lot of pre-planning. Maybe there should be. I'm not sure.
Well, it just, you know, it depends. Like, when I do it with the boyfriend, we totally just do it off the cuff. I might write down one or two topics, but for the most part, we just talk, you know.
Yeah.
Because he can always go on and on and on about certain topics, so...
I think if I do more solo things, which, like I said, you know, I'm planning on mixing them up between solo and the two of us, probably the solo ones I'll probably make, maybe do an outline or something. So I just remember, you know, what it is I wanted to talk about. So
that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, because I remember, like, I don't know if it was this morning's episode or yesterday's, where you were talking about something and you're like, oh, I can't remember what I wanted to say. And I'm like, you know, this is a lesson. I write it down. Yep, a lesson, you know, for me, a lesson for me, saying, oh, that's a good thing. You know, I don't want to get caught in that. Let's, you know, let me try to write it down. So.
And I did it again. I on Thursday's show, I did it again. I said, oh, my God, what was that thing I was going to talk about? And I paused. I literally have to press the pause button and think about what I was going to say before I come back to it. So,
well, that's why we have pause buttons, I guess.
Exactly. Pause and mute buttons. So, exactly. Oh, that's the other thing. In the Skype cast, I control who I can mute and who I can't mute.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's cool.
It's that ought to come in real handy.
Very handy. So.
So, well, that sounds like fun. You know, I'm definitely going to try to make it for that, assuming, you know, you actually get it going.
Yeah, as of this minute.
And the boyfriend says okay.
Right. As of this minute, we are definitely doing it at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Skype cast. So
okay. Plan
on it. And I'll just make him do it. So
you can pop my Skype cast cherry.
Ooh. Now, don't get sexual. But I could have, no.
That's why we have the explicit tag, isn't it?
Okay, well, I don't want to go there. I was going to say, in your relationship, who's top and who's bottom? But I don't know you well enough to ask that yet.
Talk to me in a couple of weeks. Maybe we'll feel free enough with each other to start getting into those kind of questions.
Exactly. Well, then let's go the opposite direction. What kind of politics do you practice?
That is the opposite direction. That is very opposite direction.
Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously a Democrat. So.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sometimes I feel like the boy in the plastic bubble.
Why? You know, why is that?
I kind of deliberately shelter myself to what's going on in the world around me.
On purpose to not worry about it or think about it?
Sometimes, yeah, yeah. You know, Mr. B, he reads the news religiously. And, you know, so if there's anything important that goes on, he tells me.
Okay. He keeps you informed.
Yes, exactly. He does.
Oh, that's cool.
He does. So I don't, you know, I don't get involved in a lot of it, you know, that I need to know. I know, and I just take it from there. I try not to get bogged down with a lot of the smaller, petty stuff that...
That's fine. You know, as long as you vote Democratic and... Mm-hmm. You know, do your part. That's fine not to keep up with every little detail of the...
Yes, I do.
Very good. Yes. Well, listen, we are coming up on about 30 minutes, and that's about how the long... Yeah. Okay. Well, when I cut those little parts out that we fucked up, but... but we are pretty much there. So,
excellent.
I would like to thank you. I would thank you for being on this show. I hate when I do that.
Ah, that's okay.
Thank you for being guest on my show.
And you're my first one, actually, so you've already popped one cherry.
What do you mean I'm your first one?
My first, you know, actually.
Oh, you haven't appeared on any other podcasts?
No. No, not at
all. Oh, my God. I feel so honored.
Yes.
That is great. Well, now everyone will have to listen to this and definitely.
And I'm excited to be on one, so hey.
That's great. Yeah. And then I suggest all of my listeners go to QCast Connecticut. Now, what's your website exactly?
QCastCT.blogspot.com.
I will put a link in the show notes.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm too cheap to get my own domain for it right now.
Well, hey, that's the way you start out, because I start out the same way.
Good.
And then
good
you know. You know, the route. If you're going to stick with it for a long time, you're going to have to get the own domain name.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But I mean, I've got the Blogspot website. I've got the Gmail email address. I'm on Skype. I've got a MySpace page. I'm covering the bases, I think.
It right sounds now. Like it. I don't even have a MySpace page.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, now, do you check stats and everything and try to find out how many people are downloading your podcast?
Well, I mean, I check the numbers on FeedBurner every day, but that's. Again, that's pretty much all I know how to do.
Okay.
That just tells me how many subscribers I have every day. So does it tell you
well,
how
do
many
you,
downloads you're getting?
Well, it depends. Where do you upload your files to? Are you like on Libsyn?
No, I actually have a personal server that I use for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. You must have a big monthly... You must have a really
thank
big
you.
One.
Well, thank you. Obviously, those stories are getting out.
And the pictures, too.
Yes. A whole no, different cell phone album.
I think I meant the...
I know what you meant.
The, you know, what's it called? Bandwidth limit on your server.
Well, I just upped it, actually. So, but yeah, actually, I use a server that actually friends of mine run, so they're very good about helping me increase or whatever I need to do with the server for very little money, so it works out pretty well. It's actually the server that my theater company is housed on.
Oh, so, very cool.
Yeah, which, you know, we'll talk about all that some other time.
Yeah.
But so okay. Yeah, that's what I'm using right now. So that's probably why I don't have any access to stats or anything like that.
Gotcha.
So all I have is what FeedBurner tells me.
Well, I think FeedBurner is I don't know if it's how accurate it is, because it doesn't tell you how many actual downloads you have, whereas your server would tell you exactly how many downloads, you know, how many times it was downloaded.
Ah.
So.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, I did get a pleasant surprise, because the FeedBurner stats told me that I shot up to 28 subscribers today.
Wow.
That's my highest number yet so far.
Well, you might get three or four more after this show
airs. Yeah, I figure 28's not bad for only been around for a couple of weeks.
It's not. So. It's not bad at all. That's very good.
So it can
well,
only
listen,
go up from there.
We're going to go. So thanks again for being on the show. And if you ever want me to be on your show, well, let's work it out, and I will be more than happy to.
Most definitely. That would be fun.
So great.
Thanks for calling me, and thanks for adding me back to Skype.
Absolutely. And I hope to hear you tonight on the Skypecast.
Friday night.
Well, that'll be on tonight.
Oh, that's right. You're playing this tonight. Sorry.
Play along.
I'm messing it up.
That's okay. It's the whole time tonight. Shift thing that
yes.
People don't
tonight.
Get.
Tonight, yes.
Tonight on there. The Skypecast, 10 o'clock Eastern there. Time.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Archer.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So that was our great discussion with Michael from the QCast Connecticut. And I will put a link on the show notes for you to check out his show. And I suggest you do, because it's very good. It's just like, I think it's very much like mine. And if you enjoy my show, you'll enjoy his too. Plus, I call him Mystery Mr. B is kind of the boyfriend thing. So you can check that out too and see what you think. Anyway, thank you, Michael, for being on the show. I appreciate it. And boys and girls, that's all for today. Have a great weekend. And don't forget to join the Skypecast tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And I will talk to you then. So until next time, boys and girls. Bye. Archer Radio.